www.thebigfootsports.com.
Tears aren't enough. Expressions of sympathy aren't enough. Speeches aren't enough. We've cried enough. We've known enough heartbreak. What we're proposing is not radical.
All right, that's President Obama, and he was at the White House with grieving mothers behind him 100 days after Newtown, Connecticut, pushing gun legislation, gun control legislation. That's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. What a holiday weekend that stretches into, I think, the beginning of the week for many people. Will the Easter Bunny be visiting your home? Think about your favorite Easter candy. Do you even have one? So, Newtown, Connecticut, after the 100 days, what also has been released now is what was found at the Lanza home. And the question, I think, is, did Nancy Lanza, who was shot in the head by her son when she was sleeping, did she have any idea what a ticking time bomb her son was and how many things that he had that I think were signals that Saul was definitely not right? It's not so much that, okay, he was a gun enthusiast, because she was, and so what about that? It's that he was to the extremes, that there was something obviously going on with him, and she clearly either chose not to see it, didn't see it, or was too close to it, maybe. You know, it's like when you think of the two kids way back when you go to Columbine and you think of those images in your mind, and the parents say they had no idea that their kids were planning anything, that they felt the way that they felt about schoolmates and that kind of thing, and that there was something very disturbing going on. So what did she know? We'll never know that. I mean, we will never know what the answer to that question is, and I really think that could she have really known the depth of what was ailing him? When he went out, he was armed with 10 30-round magazines for a semi-automatic Bushmaster and a .223 caliber model XM-15 rifle and bullets and for his two handguns and shotgun. But it's not so much about that. It's all the other things. I mean, obviously, that's disturbing what happened. There were 1,600 rounds of ammunition were found in the house where he killed his mother. And he had samurai swords and all kinds of things and had written all kinds of disturbing kinds of things. I guess if you pulled it all together, you would certainly see that. So did she not see it? Did he hide the things? You know, did she really realize that he was a ticking time bomb? As a mother, can you see that, or are these things hidden from you, from your child? It makes sense that that could be possible. What do you think? 855-266 excuse me, Kate, 855-266-5283. We may have Izzy. Do we have Izzy on the line?
Yeah.
Izzy, you're here. I knew you were there. I'm sorry we didn't catch you last time around, but you have the floor, madame.
Well, first off, I have a bone to pick with you, Izzy.
What bone?
You scared the tar out of me when you said that Charles had been deployed. I almost dropped through my floor, and I thought, oh, my God, care package time. And I thought, and Nathan said, oh, no, she was, I can't remember his word, but it was like exploited. And I'm like, I'm going to pinch her head off.
Oh, I was joking that he was going to Korea to stand on the...
That is so not a joke with me. Oh, my God. I wanted the FPO or the APO or whatever.
Oh, that's so funny.
Jeez. Anyway, couple comments. I wish Obama would shut up about using kids that is just, I'm sorry, so wrong to keep using the kids to get his way. And, yes, my middle son had an anger management problem. I recognized it, and I saw to it that he was in counseling. He wasn't a violent person, per se, and he wasn't deranged. He just had a bad temper, kind of like I did when I was younger.
Right.
Still do. But when he was in karate, he thought he was Mr. Hotshot, and I thought, no, he was told, you ever tried at school, you're out. And he was. I nipped it right there in the bud. And then when he got a little older, he hit his wife in front of me, and I was like, oh, big, bad move. And I went to his best commander and got him into counseling.
And what happened? Did that help him? And what happened?
Oh, yeah. He turned his life around and figured
great.
Out that once you have a mother, always a mother. Of course, I had crowed, but I thought, I love my children too much to allow them to conduct themselves in this behavior. And, no, he turned himself around. He's very, very successful. And
good.
So it's just a matter of you have to want to. You can't say, oh, but he's my baby. Yes, they are your babies. That's why you step in. Hello?
Yeah.
And there was all the homosexual issue. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of that. But I was listening to the man that emailed about all the haters. Why is it people who are opposed to that automatically become haters and homophobes? I mean, that's the label we get tagged with, and
right.
Yes, I'm against it. And not for any particular religious reason, per se, but, I mean, if we want to start legalizing everything, why don't we just legalize NAMBLA, too? Get it over with. Come on, that's the next step.
Right, right, I see what you're saying.
It's a domino system with civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
So I resent being called a hater simply because I oppose something, and I resent being called a homophobe when I have a very dear friend who I know is gay. And he's a wonderful man. And I thought, I'm not afraid of gays. I just don't agree with the lifestyle. Is that not my right?
And the friend that you have is gay. He knows that you don't like it, but it's okay. You can still be friendly.
Oh, yeah. We have been friends for 19 years. And he'll joke with me. And I don't joke with him so much because I don't want to offend him because he is a real sweetheart. But he knows that I don't approve of that particular lifestyle. But no, If he needs help, he'll call me up. You betcha.
Yeah.
Or if I needed some help, I just spoke to him a week ago and said, I really need help. I won't say his name, but no, he's really a very nice man.
Mm.
And I really enjoy his friendship. Doesn't
yeah.
mean I agree with his lifestyle. That does not make me a hater, and it doesn't mean I'm afraid. And that's the end of my rant tonight. Until Charles, he's not going anywhere. I cannot take the stress.
We will tell him. We will pass that on. Izzy, you have a great Easter. Thank you. You know, it's interesting. She does have a point about the hater thing, that just because you don't necessarily agree, it doesn't mean you have to go to the extreme. A lot of people aren't extremists in the view, but they do get labeled as extremists. You got some odds and ends coming your way on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
cases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
By the way, throwing this in, Izzy talking about gay marriage and saying she had a friend that's gay and she is, accepts that their friendship but doesn't agree with the lifestyle. That's when cooler heads prevail, when you can be friends with people who are, you know, you're a conservative Republican, you believe in all of the values that that means, but gosh, one of your best friends is a liberal Democrat. Imagine that. You can actually have a few beers together, a few cocktails or some iced teas or whatever. There seems to still be that weird discord. There is a lot of hating going on, I think, in the United States for all kinds of crazy reasons. And gay marriage is one of the top five things. And, you know, even Rush Limbaugh said on Thursday that gay marriage in America was inevitable. He said the issue is lost. And in his afternoon talk show, he said, I don't care what the Supreme Court does, it's now inevitable. It's inevitable because we lost the language on this. And he talked about the terms that are thrown out, the traditional marriage, opposite sex marriage, hetero marriage, all that stuff. And he said it was the word marriage, when that started to get redefined by adding words to it, that's what changed everything, because then it becomes a discriminatory deal where you're denying people things, and that's once you start to flip that language around, he had an interesting point. I thought that's true. You know, when the label started to be twisted in a lot of different directions, that's when the conversation really took a whole different turn, I think. But the Supreme Court ultimately could have a ruling, two rulings, that would affect gay marriage in this country by June. I think one they shy away from and one they probably get rid of, DOMA. But Prop 8 goes back to California and let the Californians decide. I'd be shocked if they make any kind of a decision there that would have such a ripple effect across America. I don't think they'll do it because they're going to go by the letter of the law, and I see them tossing that one back anyway. Rand Paul, worth bringing up in odds and ends, started filibuster mania. He's saying that he and a bunch of other Republican legislators are going to filibuster the Majority Leader Harry Reid's gun control bill when it comes to the Senate floor next month. He said that we won't let him bring it forward because our fear is once it comes forward, they'll come forward with something that sounds benign. So he says he's already got a whole bunch of people that are pledging to do that. And it includes Mike Lee from Utah and Ted Cruz from Texas. Also, Senator Marco Rubio says he's going to join the group, too. And Reid's bill is expected to propose expanding background checks and penalties on straw purchases of guns and whatnot. So get ready for some filibustering if that happens, which probably it does. So it's interesting, Rand Paul is a guy that you got to give him credit. He really stands by what his convictions are. And he doesn't care whether that rankles some people or not. While people are debating the question, the Second Amendment rights and everything else, excuse me, he says it's such a slippery slope. And so he has gotten enough people to back him up on that he'll try to go through that filibuster thing again if he feels like he can do it, for fear that it seems like, and I understand what he's saying, it seems as though the legislation has benign aspects to it, but then it's like that surprise that comes out on the other side. You know, if you remember a few years ago before the Affordable Health Care Act passed, that's what that was like. It was like, oh, we're just got this thing, Affordable Health Care, and we should get a quick vote on that. And there was no quick vote on that. It exploded. And then there were all those town hall meetings and all that. People were confused, and we're still confused. So the legislation goes through, and now we're all starting to see it unravel because there were things that we didn't understand, there were things that weren't explained, and there were a lot of things that were stuck in there, not just the things that seemed benign, but the other things, and that's, you know, what happens. This story is shocking, and they should throw the book at this guy. 7,000 patients. I thought I was misreading this, actually, when I first heard the story. Somebody, a friend of mine that's a sports anchor in Oklahoma, sent it to me. But it's true. An Oklahoma dentist has discovered that using unsanitary medical equipment could be deadly for some of his patients, in a sense, because he's saying they need to be tested for HIV. The guy's name is Scott Harrington. He practices out of Tulsa. And he's saying they need to be tested for HIV, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. That's got to be an unprecedented thing. Remember we first started to hear about AIDS, there was one young girl who went to the dentist. Her family took her to the dentist, and she was infected because of the dentist being infected and using his hands and blood. Something had happened there. But can you imagine the repercussions of this from the office? They're saying that they're investigating it. He's been practicing, excuse me, for 30 years, and the employees were using equipment, reusing needles and drugs without a license and all this other kind of stuff. So he's voluntarily closing his practice and cooperating. He obviously is going to have a hearing before the dental board, And I'm sure he could lose his license. I'd be shocked if he didn't. Imagine getting that notice. You just go to the dentist in Tulsa. You're not thinking about it. And the guy's had a long practice. So why would you think anything like that? You wouldn't. And it turns out that because of what they were doing, people could actually end up with HIV. I mean, it's just more than criminal. It's awful. It's that would be shocking. I mean, could that be the worst notice that you could get in the mail? Oh, by the way, through no fault of your own, this guy had a track record. You liked him as a dentist. He filled some cavities. You went back. Turns out that they weren't doing the right thing. They were reusing needles and cutting corners. Oh, yeah. Cutting corners, my friends. That is, that's very scary. And I just, if you're a parent, I can't imagine, because there were some kids that went there, I can't imagine what your feelings are other than complete rage, and you'd have to calm yourself down, I would think, because it would be so difficult to have to go get your kids tested, get yourself tested, and you could get the terrible diagnosis. I mean, they're deadly. We're talking about deadly things, and how many people come down with it will be the story. On the other side, how many people end up being infected with any of those things, and imagine getting that diagnosis, because it doesn't matter what, what, you know, with HIV, there's the miracles of the Magic Johnsons, but he's got all the great drugs and all the money to get the great drugs. So you end up by going to your local dentist with HIV, and now you're suddenly fighting to keep living. You're fine for a while, and then you start to deteriorate. You're trying to get on certain drugs, and you know how much the drugs cost. And even if you have coverage, oof, man, oh, man. And just because I'm a fan of the Camaro, I have to quickly bring this up. Chevy debuted a 2014 Camaro, and this is radio, so you just have to imagine yourself relaxed, not worrying about any of the things that we've been talking about, kicking back in a cherry Chevy Camaro with a big, bad engine that can take you through those windy roads, whatever nook and cranny that you hail from. My mother had a Camaro. It was cool. It was a funny color. It was sort of a lime green color with a black hard top, but it was really sweet. It really was. It was fun to ride around in. And the Camaros now, the way they look, the front and the rear, the aerodynamics, how they have it, it's really neat. The one that was at the New York Auto Show was white, by the way, sleek white. That auto show in New York is pretty wild. Stay with us. We're going to Obama's presser on Africa next.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Holy Thursday and Good Friday and swinging into Easter and whatnot. Some people taking a long break with the family. Other people glued to the tube watching March Madness in the brackets. The president was on deck to talk about Africa and a lot of people concerned about Mandela and his health and remembering moments of Mandela and whatnot, but a lot of people also concerned about Africa as a whole and some of the things recently that have happened in Africa. Our pal Ellen Ratner, who joins us, such a great humanitarian, and by the way, flaming liberal who has many hardcore Republican friends. that would stand up for Ellen. She's a good person and tries to help a lot of people, and she's working in the Sudan. Anyway, I thought it'd be interesting to hear what the president's take is, because we haven't heard a big chunk of this kind of stuff on Africa. Take a listen.
All right. Let's make sure we get everybody in. Is everybody ready? Oh, good. I see one tall guy in the back there. You got your camera working? All right. Well, it is a great pleasure to welcome four leaders from Africa, all of whom are doing extraordinary work. President Sall from Senegal, President Banda from Malawi, President Koroma from Sierra Leone, and Prime Minister Neves from Cape Verde. The reason that I'm meeting with these four is they exemplify the progress that we're seeing in Africa. All of them have had to deal with some extraordinary challenges. Sierra Leone, just 10 years ago, was in the midst of as brutal a civil war as we've ever seen. And yet now we've seen consecutive fair and free elections, and under President Koroma's leadership, we've seen not only good governance, but also significant economic growth. When you talk about Malawi, there was a constitutional crisis just last year, and yet President Banda has not only been able to be in office and make sure that constitutional order was restored, but has also made significant progress on behalf of her people. And her personal story of overcoming a history of abuse and leading women throughout her country, I think, indicates the kinds of progress that can be made when you've got strong leadership. The same is true for His Excellency President Sall. There were some bumps in the road in terms of transition from the previous president, and yet the Senegalese rose up at a grassroots level and sustained their democracy. And Cape Verde is a real success story. We were hearing from Prime Minister Neves about the fact that just in a few decades they've moved from a per capita income of maybe $200 a year to now $4,000 a year, and are now moving into the middle of the pack in terms of development levels because of good governance and management. So what our discussion has focused on is, number one, how do we continue to build on strong democracies? How do we continue to build on transparency and accountability? Because what we've learned over the last several decades is that when you've got good governance, when you have democracies that work, sound management of public funds, transparency and accountability to the citizens that put leaders in place, it turns out that that is not only good for the state and the functioning of government, it's also good for economic development, because it gives people confidence, it attracts business, it facilitates trade and commerce. And all of these leaders have good stories to tell on that. They recognize that there's still more work to be done, and so I'm very pleased that all of them are looking to move forward on the open government partnership that we helped to organize through the United Nations several years ago, and that we are now seeing countries from all across the world sign up for, setting up international norms for accountability and transparency that can lead to good governance. We also talked about the economic situation, and all of us recognize that although Africa has actually been growing faster than almost every other region of the world, it started from a low baseline and it still has a lot of work to do. That means building human capacity and improving education and job skills for rapidly growing and young populations. It means improving access to energy and transportation sectors. And so we discussed how the United States can continue to partner effectively with each of these countries. And then we finally talked about young people generally and how we can mobilize the next generation of African leadership. Individuals like President Koroma have taken great interest in finding additional ways that we can recruit and engage young people, not only to get involved in public service, but also to get involved in entrepreneurship that helps build these countries. And so my main message to each of these leaders is that the United States is going to be a strong partner, not based on the old model in which we are a donor and they are simply a recipient, but a new model that's based on partnership and recognizing that no continent has greater potential, greater upside than the continent of Africa if they in fact have the kind of strong leadership that these four individuals represent. And we intend to continue to engage with them through a range of programs, through the Millennium Challenge, through the USAID, through PEPFAR programs, but we're also looking for new models that can potentially improve our bilateral relations even more. Last point I'd make, we all discussed some of the regional challenges involved. Obviously, economic development prosperity doesn't happen if you have constant conflict. And nobody knows that more than these individuals. Some, like President Koroma, has seen that firsthand. Now, many of the threats are transnational. You've seen terrorism infiltrate into the region. We've seen drug cartels that are using West Africa in particular as a transit point. All of this undermines some of the progress that's been made, and so the United States will continue to cooperate with each of these countries to try to find smart solutions so that they can build additional capacity and make sure that these cancers don't grow in their region. And the United States intends to be a strong partner for that. So I just want to say to each of them, thank you for your extraordinary work. You should know that you have a great friend in the United States, in the people of the United States, and in the President of the United States, because we believe that if you're successful, that ultimately will help us grow our economies and contribute to a more peaceful world as well. So thank you very much.
All right, the President talking about Africa and efforts in Africa. I wanted you to hear that because it was interesting to hear him handle the reporters and kind of do an off-the-cuff thing, because you really don't get that much from Obama. And, you know, this has been talked about for a very long time. Excuse me. And yet we seem to make a little traction here and there and then take two steps forward, three steps back, or whatever it is. You know, will we ever really solve that riddle? I don't think so, because of the enormity of it. Not anytime soon, anyway. I'll tell you something even closer to home that's worrisome, and I had this conversation with somebody who just was in Mexico with his family at an inclusive, you know, an enclosed resort, but said that he wouldn't leave that resort because of what he'd seen, and he's bilingual, what he'd seen in Mexico. Now you got thousands of armed vigilantes that have taken over a town in Mexico and arrested police officers after their commander was killed and dumped in the street. And this is, you know, 1,500 or so is what the force is made up of. And they've got these checkpoints set up and major roads running through Tierra Colorado, which actually connects Mexico City to Acapulco. It's a coastal city popular with tourists, which is less than 40 miles away. So tourists have been injured because they're opening fire. So they opened fire on someone that refused to, you know, stop their car. And I was looking at some of the photographs, and it's frightening. Yeah, there was a guy that was at the beach with his relatives. He was from England, and he was there for Easter weekend, and he was injured because they opened up, they just decided to open up and fire on him. And they've fired into groups and whatnot, and, you know, it's just in pocket areas. This is the kind of stuff that is happening. And even in areas that were said to be before pretty safe, you know, people would rent cars and they would drive to these resort towns, and they're beautiful and picturesque, and it's, you know, it's not what you would expect, but pretty dangerous. And, you know, you go to the State Department's website and you see if there are any warnings about it. Because I think you really have to take precautions if you decide you're going to go somewhere in Mexico to vacation. It's not what it used to be for spring breakers and families that would take kids down there as well. Stay with us. We're going to the movies next.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Focusing on the 16th President's final months in office, in a nation divided by war and strong winds of change. Directed by Steven Spielberg, Lincoln stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Sally Field, and Tommy Lee Jones. Brad Pitt plays a professional enforcer who investigates a heist that went down during a mob-protected poker game. Killing Them Softly also stars Ray Liotta and James Gandolfini. Narrated by Meryl Streep, To the Arctic is a journey into the lives of a mother polar bear and her 2 7-month-old cubs as they navigate the changing Arctic wilderness they call home. A Royal Affair is a gripping tale of brave idealists who risk everything in the pursuit of freedom of their people. But above all, it's a story of a passionate and forbidden romance that changed an entire nation. TV series out this week include Continuum Season 1, Men at Work, second season of The Borgias, and Season 1 of Veep. week's cult classic has been described as the thinking person's cult movie. The Big Chill is as much about great music as it is about the fantastic ensemble cast. The story of former college friends gathering at a weekend in a plush South Carolina winter house after a funeral for their friends, with a soundtrack containing some of the biggest artists in the 1960s, such as The Stones, Beach Boys, Aretha, CCR, and Procol Harum, just to name a few. The Big Chill is definitely one of those feel-good movies that you'll want to sit down and watch over and over again. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Call now for another drink.
All right, Jack Alexander, thank you very much. Good job, Jack. So that's our pal from down under digging into the vault, as he says. What's currently out? We do our cheap movie reviews. And one of the things that really struck a chord, I think, with moviegoers, and it might be because of the military, how we feel about our military and whatnot, or just how we feel about G.I. Joe and we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. So G.I. Joe Retaliation is now open for business, and I think a lot of people are going to go and see it. Here's a little snippet.
Let's go!
This is how it works. G.I. Joe's should be gentlemen.
Who said chivalry is dead, right? No one strike fear everywhere I'm coming. Government want me dead, so I
wear my gun. I really want to rock and not you, but I'm still too dumb. Anyone ever tell you you fight dirty? You all right?
Yeah. You all right?
Cholesterol's a little high.
All right, recognize some of the voices from G.I. Joe. Bruce Willis would be one of them. And, you know, the scenes in this, I have seen some of the outtakes and whatnot. And actually, the actors go through some pretty grueling things to make it look much more realistic. And I think this is probably the movie, as I said, that'll get the most traction at the box office. We move from G.I. Joe Retaliation, and we'll circle back to that, by the way, too, to this, The Host.
The earth is at peace. There are no wars. There is no hunger. Honesty, courtesy, and kindness are practiced by all. The world has never been more perfect.
To The Host. Any clues as to what The Host is about? No, I'm a fan of the scary movie genre, but it's tough to get good scary movies. You know, sometimes they're complete thrashers or trashers, as I call them. The Host actually looks like it could be pretty interesting. And it's what if everything you've had was taken away from you kind of deal. And you, mankind, everything, and they're erasing people's memories. The concept is interesting. It's a sci-fi kind of deal. PG-13, it's a long movie. 2 hours, 5 minutes. 2 hours and 5 minutes. William Hurt is in it. You'd recognize him. Max Irons, Diane Kruger, Jake Abel, a couple of the cast members. We move from The Host, excuse me, which I think would be a good rental, to the new Tyler Perry movie. Check it out.
I think when you're
better off just keeping it professional.
Well, you know we're way past that. I find myself very attracted to you.
I find myself very married.
A guy can dream, right?
I can't stop from dreaming.
What are you dreaming about?
I don't really dream anymore. What do you dream about?
You?
All right, so typical of Tyler Perry, he kind of mixes it up in his movies, and this movie, I think, is a mixture of things that we've seen in the past from him. If you go back and you look at the crazy success that Perry has had, he really strikes a chord with a lot of people. This could have some box office bouncer. If nothing else, I think this movie probably ends up being one that people rent. He, you know, has his own studio now in Atlanta, his own studios, and I forget where he's on the Forbes 500 list, but he's somewhere up there anyway. And it's the movies that he pumps out. And this movie, it's just shy of 2 hours. And the premise is that Judith, who is the main character, is an Ivy League educated expert, relationship expert, who gives advice, marital advice for a living, but can't seem to follow the advice in her own relationship because she's bored. So she breaks her professional code. And the people in this, Kim Kardashian, who's very, very pregnant now. So she made this before that. Kim Kardashian actually doing a job. Brandy, Jerry Stiller, Lance Gross, and a cast of others. I don't know, Kardashian, will she have some appeal at the box office? She's got something because the Kardashians just can't seem to miss. I'll tell you the truth, when I look at all the movies besides the G.I. Joe one, because I would definitely rent that, you've got Bruce Willis, as I mentioned before, who's in it, and you also have, you've got the whole idea of the Cobra, and they're fighting the Cobra, and I like it. I like the first G.I. Joe. I was really surprised when I saw it. But you've got some interesting characters. Channing Tatum, he's back again, and I think this would be, it would be worth a rental. I don't know about on the big screen. But Olympus Has Fallen, I saw that, and it's raking in some pretty good money at the box office, but it's an interesting movie, the premise about the president and the White House being taken over and what happens. So if I were picking a movie to go and see, the movie I would recommend to you, because it also plays well on the big screen, would be that movie, if you like that kind of movie. Otherwise, if you have children, maybe Oz. Oz is kind of getting a bum rap, or the Croods or Cruds or whatever they are. The Crudies. I think it's the Croods. That movie, the animated flick, has also gotten some buzz. So for children, that might be the best. Just a few helpful hints. If you go and see any movies, please send us your cheap movie review at americatonight.net.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
cleaning. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.